KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 73 degrees with sunny skies in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde. KJAN News is brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The annual JC Flight Breakfast tradition will continue July 4th with the addition of the A-26 Invader Lady Liberty, the only American-built combat aircraft to see action in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The A-26 was scheduled to appear at the Fly Show air show last September and had some mechanical issues that prevented the visit. Fly Iowa Chairman Gary Pellett said, "We've made special arrangements for this additional event in partnership with the JCs for our communities to enjoy." The plane will be available for walk-on tours during the JC's flight breakfast and will also do flyovers throughout the morning. Breakfast is from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. rain or shine at the Atlantic Municipal Airport, 59706 Highland Road. Bounce houses will also be available for children. Planes won't be the only things taking to the sky, as another local favorite, the Pancake Man, will toss hundreds of pancakes onto attendees' plates. The breakfast also includes sausage and a drink for $6 per plate. All funds raised support the JC's 4th of July fireworks display. Fireworks and music will begin at dusk, with concessions provided by the Kiwanis Club beforehand. The rain date is July 5th for fireworks. The flight breakfast business donations and donations from the general public support the fireworks show 100%, JC Fireworks Chair Brad Pierbolt said. The A-26 is a great addition to our annual celebration, and we hope it helps bring even more attendees out to enjoy the holiday. KJAN News Time is 9:01.
It happens. That terrifying sound as a siren goes off in the night, and you wonder, is this just another warning, or is it real? Do you grab your family and head for the basement, or simply turn on the radio to get more information? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. You know, it happens, but thankfully, so far it hasn't happened to you. Maybe you've helped others clean up the mess left by tornadoes, damaging lightning, or 70-mile-an-hour straight winds. But, knock on wood, it hasn't affected you yet. Have you thought about where you'd go if suddenly you had a tree in your corner bedroom, or if your home had no roof at all? Have you considered where you'd stay if there is nothing left? These are things I've helped people consider for years when they've allowed me to help them do more than knock on wood with the homeowner's policy from Allied Insurance. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
A mass murderer has killed himself in an Iowa prison. In 2001, Adam Matthew Moss pled guilty to killing 7 people in Sioux City, including his girlfriend and her 5 children. Investigators say he bludgeoned the children to death in their sleep with a hammer. He hit his girlfriend with the hammer too, but also slit her throat. Moss also killed a 58-year-old Sioux City man that he had worked for in the past. The crime happened when Moss was 23 years old. He was 35 years old when he died Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say Moss hung himself with a bedsheet. Moss was inside a clinical care unit at the time of his suicide. The unit is used to keep inmates with psychiatric issues away from the general prison population. A Nebraska subsidiary of a Minnesota food company has bought egg processing plants in Iowa and Minnesota. The sale of Primera Foods Corp. to M.G. Waldbaum Co. of Wakefield, Nebraska was expected to be completed yesterday. M.G. Waldbaum is a subsidiary of Michael Foods of Minnetonka, Minnesota. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports that the $35.7 million deal includes the Primera Foods plant near Britt, Iowa, and one in Altura, Minnesota. Primera processes eggs into liquid and dry forms used by bakeries, schools, restaurants, and other customers. Michael Foods spokeswoman Diane Sparish says her company expects to retain all 53 permanent employees at the plant near Britt. The former Des Moines school superintendent is suing the district over its handling of explicit emails that led to her resignation. Des Moines station KCCI-TV reports Nancy Sebring filed a lawsuit Thursday that claims the emails detailing her affair with a lover should not have been released to the public because they were part of a personnel matter when district officials uncovered them. Sebring used school district computers to send the correspondence. She resigned in May 2012 from her post, then resigned from her job to lead Omaha schools. The lawsuit names 3 district officials, including the former school board president. It claims they acted with malicious intent to have the emails released to the public. The station reports officials named in the lawsuit have declined to comment. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is releasing an annual report that will provide the first real look at how much the wet, cool spring has damaged the corn crop. In Iowa, the nation's leading corn state, the crop has had a tough time getting started and in some fields didn't get planted. Just how much of an impact the weather will be revealed in today's acreage report, based on field surveys and farmer interviews. Analysts compare the results with the March Prospective Planting Report to gauge crop season progress. That report said U.S. corn growers would plant 97.3 million acres this year, the most since 1936. Analysts expect the weather problems to reduce the area planted in corn by 2 million to 3 million acres. A northeast Iowa city has decided to take economic advantage of a river that has imperiled the town over the years. Alcater is developing a whitewater park that will let rafters use a stretch of the Turkey River that flows through town. The river flooded in Alcater in 2008. Station KCRG says workers will put massive boulders in the bed of the river this fall to build up what is now a small dam, creating a park of sorts. Tom Gifford is coordinating the project, and he says the park operators won't have to ferry kayaks or rafts from point to point. Rather, people using a variety of watercrafts will be able to stay in downtown Alcater and sample the offerings from local retailers and restaurants. On June 25th, 48-year-old Michael James Allison of Marshalltown pled guilty to mail fraud in connection with a scheme to defraud his employer through the mailing of fraudulent expense reports for reimbursement. The plea agreement was announced by United States Attorney Nicholas A. Kleinfeld. According to the written plea agreement, Michael Allison, while in his position as Chief Financial Officer and Director of Finance of a regional subsidiary of Airgas Incorporated, mailed falsified expense reports to the region's accounting office. Allison categorized personal expenses as business expenses and fabricated expenses on the reports. From 2003 to 2012, Allison obtained at least $300,000 as a result of his scheme. Allison will be sentenced on October 9, 2013, before Judge John A. Jarvie. Mail fraud is punishable by a term of imprisonment of up to 20 years and a fine of up to $250,000. The National Weather Service says the water level in the rain-swollen Wassupinipkin River is dropping in the eastern Iowa city of Anamosa. The Weather Service says the river level was just under 20.6 feet and falling at 7:15 a.m. this morning, still well above its 14-foot flood stage. The service says the flood warning remains in effect, but the forecast crest for today had been dropped to 21 feet from the previous figure of 22.6 feet. An earlier forecast said it would crest at 26 feet, just short of the 2008 record. Volunteers had placed sandbags at the city water treatment plant and around manholes and homes. Visitors to the Iowa State Fair can soon get their hands on some tickets to this year's event. The annual fair's ticket office will open July 8th and will offer discounted passes on admission and rides. Adults save several dollars if they buy ahead, and they save $1 on kids. Children ages 5 and under are allowed in for free. A ticket purchased is good for any day of the fair. The ticket office will be open weekdays and Saturdays. Tickets can be bought online through a processing fee, though a processing fee will be applied to some purchases. The fair will run from August 8th through August 18th. The Iowa Supreme Court has approved a budget that will expand open hours for the state's 100 clerk of court offices. The court announced Thursday that the $167.7 million judicial branch budget for the fiscal year that begins in 2013 will keep all clerk of court offices open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. They previously were closed on Tuesdays and Thursdays during afternoon hours. An additional 21 offices were closed during other hours. The new budget will allow the court to hire more than 40 positions, including 13 juvenile court officers. Nearly 30 offices in northwest Iowa will open with the new hours on July 15th. The remaining offices, including the clerk of appellate court office, will open with the new hours on September 3rd. In national and world headlines, President Barack Obama, in the midst of a historic tour of Africa, says he isn't certain about whether he'll be able to visit gravely ill Nelson Mandela when he arrives in South Africa. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route from Dakar, Senegal to Johannesburg, Obama said, "We'll see what the situation is when we land." He says he doesn't need a photo op and doesn't want to be in the way. Obama says he does want to deliver a message of profound gratitude for his leadership. A video security expert has taken the witness stand in the George Zimmerman murder trial. Greg McKinney was the first witness called today as the trial entered a fifth day of testimony. McKinney's company monitored the security cameras at the townhome complex where Zimmerman fatally shot 17-year-old Trayvon Martin last year. Zimmerman is pleading not guilty to second-degree murder, claiming self-defense. Jurors already have been exposed to some of the state's biggest pieces of evidence, including the 911 call featuring cries for help prosecutors believe came from Martin. The father of NSA leaker Edward Snowden acknowledges his son broke the law, but doesn't think he committed treason. The NBC Today show reports that Lonnie Snowden is sending a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, saying he believes his son would voluntarily return to the United States if the Justice Department promises not to hold him prior to trial and not subject him to a gag order. The elder Snowden hasn't spoken to his son since April, but says he believes he's being manipulated by people at the WikiLeaks website. Stocks are getting off to a slow start after a three-day rally. Technology stocks are dragging down the S&P 500. The index is still up 12.8% so far this year and is expected to finish the day with its best first half of a year performance since 1998. KJAN News Time is 9:11.
What's it going to take for you to switch? A special offer? Truly, there's not much out there that isn't offered by every company. Most of the top companies offer bundling discounts, multi-policy, claim-free discounts, mature driver discounts. So, if you can get the discounts most anywhere, what will it take for you to consider switching your car insurance? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. For most people, the top motivation for switching is price. But I'd like to offer something you won't get if you have your car insured anywhere other than United Group Insurance. That's us. I'm a nice person. Carol's a nice person. We'll smile when you come in, even when you're not. We'll help you sort through all the insurance ease and make sure you understand what you're buying. If price is your main concern, we'll show you comparisons with Allied Insurance that are apples to apples to make sure you are saving money. We like to sleep at night, so we won't make promises we can't keep. And when it happens, we'll be there with the coverage you expect from Allied, your Allied Insurance agents in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Max Jacobson, 82, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Max Jacobson will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Charlotte Ann Thorson, 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday, June 22nd, from complications relating to her battle with breast cancer. A private family church service for Charlotte Ann Thorson is planned for today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Mildred Bowen, 93, of Greenfield, died Monday, June 24th, at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Services for Mildred Bowen will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Gerald Bowman, 89, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, June 23rd at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Gerald Bowman will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 29th at First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Gladys Cunningham, 97, of Atlantic, died Monday, June 24th, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Gladys Cunningham will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, July 1st, in the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Kay Brannon, 98, of Audubon, died Tuesday, June 25th, at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Kay Brannon will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 2nd, in the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen R. Petch, 98, of Harlan, has died. Services for Helen Petch are currently pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's our look at the news this hour. News is brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.